Greetings, this is James Gillen, your host with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we've got another good show, but a few little problems in today's show, only because down in Mexico, the lines are erratic right now. They're suffering some kind of a power failure. The power is going on and off, and the phones are acting up, and they're having all kinds of problems down there. So it looks like I'll have to cover this without my guest that I was going to bring on, who was Chantal with Mariposa MediSpa. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that I experienced down in Mexico and to help others, you know, have some of the similar experiences. You have to excuse me, my throat's a little tweaked out because I've gone through several climate changes and right now we've got vertical snow blowing across the field here out in the front yard. I also wanted to open up to call-ins. If people wanted to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. And I'll give that number again. Grab your pen. But the trip down to Mexico, a lot of people go, what were you doing down in Mexico? And I used to go down there every year. And this year I went down there because I had some pretty extreme dental work I needed to have done. And I had to have a tooth pulled and a couple crowns fixed, which I did. And I found a doctor, Dr. Felipe, down there in Sayulita, who was an amazing dentist. These guys are very well trained. They've got the latest equipment, the latest materials, and he did a great job. And so I went down there and had that done for, I'm sure it's less than a third of the price it would have cost me in the States. But that was one of the reasons I went down there. I also went down there because I was having some health challenges just due to all the toxins and psychotronics and all the other things I've been exposed to over the years in getting this message out and, you know, working contrary to certain other elements, which would rather see me, you know, disappear and go away. And we're going to speak a little bit about that later as well. But I met a Dr. Sergio down there, and Chantel was an angel, and she drove me to all these places as well as I experienced some of her therapies. And I experienced a lot of ozone therapy, like colonic therapy, coffee enema therapies, and, you know, dietary changes and education. And as well as this Papini machine and also magnetic beds. And so I got to experience a lot of these devices at this biomagnetic spa. And it's in Puerto Vallarta. If you type in biomagnetics or Papini in Puerto Vallarta, it'll pop up, and or go to biomagnetic.com. And Mariposa MediSpa, it's MariposaMediSpa.com is Chantal's number, and she was the one that organizes these trips. And so, you know, they take people basically on their deathbeds and turn things around. So it's pretty amazing, you know, some of the things that are going on. First of all, I want to say I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just talking about my own experience and in this situation. But it seems like through the years, you know, due to the psychotronics and the, you know, the chemtrails and the aluminum and the barium and the strontium and all the other little biologicals and nanotechnology that seem to be raining down in these chemtrails, they seem to take their toll and they sneak up on you and you know, you become a victim of opportunistic diseases, other diseases that are flowing around that some of those are generated as well. So a lot of bioengineered, you know, flu viruses and things like that that are zipping around. But, you know, I hate to say it, but this is the real deal. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about it. This is happening. We need to wake up and smell the coffee we need to do all we can to stop this nonsense from going on, but we also need to take care of our bodies in the meantime and realize we have all been exposed to it, you know, so it's very important. And I'll cover more about that. But, you know, I'm feeling like 100% better, especially with this Papini machine. It's a magnetic pulse generator, and it's like the ultimate zapper. And you put it on various parts of your body, and it sends a pretty good charge through your body and you feel it. I mean, you definitely feel it when it goes off. And, you know, there's some areas where you might have a injured disc or something like that. You want to keep not have it so close to your body. You need to tone it down a little bit because it does, you know, wherever you have resistance, you can feel it, you know, it goes to those areas. But it's an excellent device to zap any of these little nanobots and viruses and whatever little, you know, little creatures you've got running around in your body. It does a darn good job of zapping these things. So I went through 3 sessions, and I really should have gone through a few more. I just didn't have time. You know, I needed to get back to the ranch. But if you want to find out about that, there's a link on our website too. If you go to medispa.com, MariposaMedispa.com, you can find out more about that. And Chantel will guide you as to what you need to do. But they have a lot of other therapies there. They have like chelation therapy and I'm not sure what all of this, you know, they do stem cell therapy. They do just about everything there. So it's amazing. All the things that heal and help people and, you know, cure and things like that. We can't even say the cure word in the States. You know, we can't even talk about a process, you know, and have it here in the States because it's illegal. It's illegal to cure cancer in the States, you know, unless you use chemotherapy or something, which doesn't work, you know, so, and, you know, and so radiation therapy and things like that. But, you know, and that's going to have to change. And I think it will change pretty soon. I think that people are realizing just who these people are. And, you know, I think they have something like 800,000 people die a year from just the meds, you know, and the false diagnosis, whatever, you know, whatever you would call it, the malpractice, you might say, or the drug pushing doctors giving you too many drugs and, you know, drugs that actually don't work well together. Excuse me, I'm getting my tea in my stomach here to clear my throat out a little bit. But that was one of the things that I experienced, though. But it was amazing experiencing all this technology. I also found some amazing fuelless energy technology down there and quite a few other things. So it was quite a good trip. And I've been doing a lot of kind of cataloging these new technologies and new healing technologies because some serious funding is coming down the pike. And I'm just wondering if, you know, what's sad is a lot of these technologies are going to come out in other countries instead of the USA, and we're going to fall far behind. And it's already happening. So, you know, courtesy of our own greed, you know, and the corporate structure we have and the power hierarchical power program, these energies aren't going to be available in the U.S. right away. But eventually, I think those systems are crumbling, they're imploding, and we'll be able to bring this new technology in. But that's what we're working on, is cataloging it, getting these new technologies together. And when the funding comes down the pike, we'll be probably doing this in other countries first and then hopefully bringing it to the U.S., you know, soon afterwards. But there are certain legal things that we're doing that kind of can keep us out of the loop so we won't have to deal with that nonsense. You know, it's just amazing that what we have right now, the technology we have right now that I've touched, felt, and experienced, that is pretty much illegal right now, that does have incredible healing abilities, is not allowed. You know, none of this is allowed. And there's other technologies that I've heard about from whistleblowers and other sources, such as machines that can regenerate organs and legs and things like that, that we have in the Black Projects. You know, all of this stuff is here. It's on the planet right now. And we just have to figure out ways to make it, you know, available and hold those responsible for holding it back, you know, for what they're doing. You know, I think anybody that could walk through a children's cancer ward and see, you know, young children with their heads shaved, you know, in pain and misery when they could be healed, you know, in moments is about as sick as you can get. You can't get any sicker than that. And that's, you're going into the inhuman phase and just where their greed and their lust for power and wealth and position has totally overrode any sense of humanity left, you know, in these people. So, you know, it's knowing these things are available now and allowing children to suffer, I think is just the height of I don't even want to say ignorance. It even goes beyond that. It's beyond ignorance. It's just, it goes into almost demonic or possessed, you know. So, and that does seem to where things are. I have been going on the highest levels, but we're going to talk a little bit about that, you know, providing, you know, everything holds up here and my throat holds up. What I wanted to talk about today, and I want to open things up for call-ins if you want to talk about what's going on, is these energy shifts coming in. And it looks like I'll be speaking in February at the International UFO Congress, which is quite an interesting event. I noticed a lot of the focus there is usually on black projects. It's on abductions. It's on, you know, it's keeping it dark, you know, keeping everything really dark. And it's a very, very imbalanced message that has been very prolific there. And so basically we're trying to get, you know, a different message out at this conference. And I know we've got a couple callers, but I want to just finish this thing and then we'll bring you on. But, you know, the message is that it's all about balance. And what I found out is a lot of these venues become extremely imbalanced. And they focus on fear and suspense and you know, create dependencies. And they're riddled with planned opposition and people that are there just to keep it dark and keep it foreboding and keep it, you know, keep the need for somebody to protect you and somebody to take, you know, look after you and to fund these black projects and things like that. And they completely ignore the positive side. So it's a very, very imbalanced message. And it's crazy to think that, you know, if you've got, you know, demonic or regenerate ETs, you know, on one side of the thing, you probably got benevolent ones on the other side. And if you've got extremely dark entities, you probably have extremely light entities. And for them to pigeonhole this into all dark or all back engineered or all government abduction, you know, and things of that nature is ridiculous. You know, and it's just as ridiculous to say it's all positive, you know, because it's not all positive either, you know. So it's about balance. It's all about balance. And it's about realizing that, you know, that we are going through an evolutionary change. We are evolving. We're moving more into alignment with the benevolent, higher dimensional beings who are coming in now. There's a mass liberation program going on where we are being liberated from the Archon network, which is imploding, which includes a lot of the regenerate ETs and some pretty ugly demonic type forces. That's all being cleaned up right now. And if you want to have references to that, you can go to the Gnostic text, you know, go to the Nag Hammadi and the Sufis and all. They all know about these things, you know, and even in ancient Egypt, they have drawings of the different levels. So there's a lot of possession and influencing energies and predatory energies in these other levels that people in air are opening up to and connecting with. And there are ways of dealing with that. So we have a choice. We can either be a victim or we can be empowered and learn the tools and techniques to keep ourselves clear and not invite these entities into our space. So that's what we teach. We're all about empowering the individual to make their own personal God connection. And along with that comes these contacts. So, you know, ESETI stands for enlightenment, you know, like enlightened contact with extraterrestrial intelligence. And so the word enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it, not just a half-truth. So if you're saying it's all dark and you're holding that position that everything is negative and everything is dark, then you have a half-truth, you know. And if you're saying everything is benevolent and positive, you know, you're operating from a half-truth. And what I've seen is that the negative and the dark is under a mass cleanup right now because we're evolving out of it. And it's not as prevalent as it was, and it's not as foreboding as people are painting that picture. And there are ways of dealing with it. One is to align yourself with the benevolent beings and the higher dimensional beings and actually holding that frequency yourself and learning tools and techniques for healing negative influences. And you will be tested. You know, it comes, there's an old saying, that the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And so it's going to be interesting to come to this venue and talk about, you know, just as there are fallen Anunnaki, there are benevolent Anunnaki. There's extremely advanced Anunnaki that are returning to help in this cleanup process. And so it's all about balance, and it's about knowing our history, our true history, and where we got our reference points and where we got our images of God and the God's behavior, you know, and all of this stuff. We need to know all this so we can have and make informed decisions, you know, concerning our future and know how to keep our fields and energies clear. So anyway, that being said, it's going to be interesting bringing this message to the conference. It's going to probably step on quite a few toes, which I'm used to, and we'll see how they respond to that, you know, but it is going to get very interesting. But it looks like we've got a couple callers. We've got Vicky and Mona. We've got Mona on line three. Let's bring on Mona first. Mona, are you with us? Hello, Mona. Looks like Mona's got a radio on and not near her phone. Well, let's go on to Vicky. It looks like we can get Mona back later. So, Vicky, are you with us? Let's see if we can get Vicky on the line. Hello, Vicky. Looks like we dropped Vicky. Okay. Well, we're open here if somebody wants to call back in. Wow, we're dropping lines like crazy here. I wonder if it's the storm or this impending X-class flare that's coming. They're saying we're getting major lineups getting ready to happen, so we're going to have another big solar stream. I haven't been in touch with that. I haven't looked at the space weather to see what's going on, but I don't think that's going to be happening until probably tomorrow, but maybe it's already happening. You know, or the storms are making the lines drop out. But anyway, going back to the conference, as I said before, it is going to be interesting bringing this information. And, you know, we're having Anunnaki beings appear here at ISETI. We've actually had face-to-face contact with these beings, or I have. And they're extremely benevolent, and they're here to help right or wrong. They're here to clean up the past and take care of the fallen ones that created quite a mess on this planet. So our image of a lot of our religions were actually spawned by these Anunnaki and us writings about these Anunnaki and how they behaved. And some of the Anunnaki were benevolent and very loving and forgiving and wanted to see us evolve. And some were tyrannical and some wanted to see us erased altogether. And some ruled with a very heavy hand and some ruled with a very loving hand. And that's why we have all these distortions, you know, in our religions, you know, in our different belief systems, because of the encounters with these different beings. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're talking about the Egyptian gods, the Greek gods, you know, or the Anunnaki, whatever, they're all the same. They're all the same group. And when you understand this, and then you'll see how, you know, we have to go back to who created them. You know, what is this prime creator that is allowing this incredible dance to happen, you know? There's something beyond them. So, and we need to make our own personal contact with that. Let me see. I think we've got Mona back on line one. Let's see if we can get Mona on. Mona, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks, James. Glad you got back from Mexico okay and had good experiences. I actually have three things. I'll try to keep them really brief. Probably the easiest, fastest will be when you're in Mexico or any other place on the planet, do you see as much UFO activity as you do there at the ranch?
Actually, no. I did see some activity, and I saw the sky light up a couple times for no known reason. But here at the ranch, there's just so much more activity. It's beyond... You know, anywhere I've been, actually, it has the most activity I've ever seen anywhere so far. But I have been to Peru. I heard Peru is pretty active. And Shasta, I've seen quite a few things happen there. But still, the Mount Adams just seems to be a lot more active than the other places that I've experienced so far.
Okay. Another question was, people on the planet seem to be getting concerned, and probably rightly so, about the business with the BRICS and dropping the petrodollar and having the United States not cooperate with the BRICS countries, and that the United States is really trying to push for World War III so that they don't have to pay all the gold that they've smuggled away, or, you know, whatever they've done with it, that belongs to China and Germany and so forth. And they've even been caught plating tungsten bullion with gold to make it look like the gold, and they've been caught doing that several times, and which is another thing that leads people to believe that the United States is actually pushing for World War III, so that, number one, of course, they just love war. The same people make tons more money, and that then they won't have to pay back the $660 trillion in phony derivatives and things. Do you get anything from your guides on that whole situation?
Actually, I have a lot of information about that, and some of it I can't talk about it yet, but it's going to get straightened out. I don't think they're going to be able to pull off World War III. They would love to. It's a huge diversion. So it could divert, you know, the energy away from what they've done, that you've talked about, all the shenanigans and all the printing bazillions right. of dollars and the just the crazy borrowing. But, you know, basically what I see is that, you know, the Federal Reserve is pretty much done. It's over with. I don't even know if it has its charter still. And the Federal Reserve is what, you know, is creating this massive debt and the interest on the debt and all these other things. And it also funds all these other nefarious agencies that we're having problems with. So it is a collapsing empire. It's falling apart. They don't have any choice but to align with this and to allow the restoration of the economy, you know, from other sources, because they've driven it so far into the ground and created such a mountain of debt that it's not fixable. You know, it's just not, the only way is to shift the debt. And, you know, I think you should put the debt on who it belongs, on the United States of America Corporation, not the people. And the guys that put us into this mess, just say, hey, you guys borrowed it. It's your problem. You know, you deal with it. That's and so that whole thing is gonna go down. But I'm privy to some information on the highest levels that right now I just can't even talk about, and I'm not even sure about it myself, but there's a lot of people out there making promises that are just off the scale, like we're all going to get $1 million and there's going to be a global reset, and when it does, we all get these giant packages of bazillion dollars and things like that, and it, you know, those are all great feel-good messages and things like that, but they're not practical. And a lot of this funding is going to go from the bottom up. It's not going to go, and people aren't going to be distributed, you know, millions of dollars just because they're nice people or they feel entitled to it. You know, it just doesn't work that way. You know, they're not going to get a mansion and a new Ferrari and everything else just because somebody told them they were, you know, it is not going to work out that way. So I feel sorry for the people that believed in all this and are buying into this and actually investing in this stuff. You know, it's not going to
be really wonderful if Michael Tellinger's Ubuntu ideas could flourish around the world. I don't know if they will, but I think the ideas are really good, valid ideas. Really enjoyed him when he was up at the ranch last time. Last thing, real quick, you mentioned a few days ago, recently, that you have other Jobs, other work to do, other reasons for being on the planet right now than just what you've already been doing, which is just more work than I think anybody else has ever done on these levels. So for lack of a better word, I'll say, but you said you couldn't talk about it yet, but I see it as probably an anchoring position. Anchoring energy.
Well, it's more than that. It's actually very, very. Some of it's very down to earth, and it has to do with the reset and the other things and what's going on you know, saying loose lips sink ships, and there's a lot of loose lips out there that are making promises and saying this and saying that, and it's not really unfolding the way that they would like it to fold. I mean, it's a good idea. Everything's a great idea. And eventually we may get there. But, you know, we have a lot of growing up to do and a lot of work to do just on the real basic levels. And so, you know, a lot of the stuff would get funded from the top down. But the top is so corrupt that it can't happen. And so, but there is a top above that top that isn't corrupt. So it's kind of a... It's going to get real interesting how this all unfolds, and I haven't even been briefed yet, you know, as to some of it. I've been told part of it, and I haven't been briefed, and I'm waiting to hear what they want me to say and how they, you know, when it's time. I'm, you know, and so I'm just patiently, you know, waiting to figure out, you know, what, you know, I'm watching this unfold and you know, a lot of us are never going to see it. I mean, we're going to see the Federal Reserve note just disappear, and we're going to see a Treasury note in the ATM machine. And all of a sudden, we're going to go, hey, what happened? This is a different bill. And we won't even know it happened. And I'm really hoping there is a smooth transition, and it could go that way. But, you know, as you were saying, the powers that were are trying everything they can to block it and make a rocky road. But what I'm seeing is that they're so busy covering their butts because they're all being exposed, you know, in these child trafficking and ritualistic murders and all these things that they're involved in. You know, they're so busy trying to cover all that up and running from that they're not taking care of business, you know, on the other end. And, well, and so it's,
they don't have anywhere to run. They don't have anywhere to run or anywhere to hide anymore because of the, mostly, I guess, because of the internet and the other technologies that allow information to travel across the world instantly. Maybe they didn't consider that. I don't know. I appreciate you taking this much time with me. I'm glad you're back. And we'll talk again when you probably don't have a bunches of other people that have great questions for you, too. So I'll let you go and try to get your voice back and all that. But thanks for your time.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good one. Okay. So it looks like we've got Chris online too. Chris, are you with us? Looks like some dead space again. So looks like Chris dropped. How about? I think is it Kai on line four or Kyle? There might be a misprint there. Hello, Kyle. Anybody home?
Yeah, this is Ty.
Okay, is it Kai?
Actually, the previous caller did a really good job asking the question that I wanted to ask about the coming collapse of the Federal Reserve and disclosure and, you know, the contact that's coming. So if you have any more information on that, I'd appreciate it, and I will sign off and let you go ahead and make your comments that way.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Yeah, what I love to talk about is the top down, and everything begins in consciousness, and consciousness cause, and we're seeing, you know, the effect here, and the powers that were, who thought they were in control, are really not in control. I mean, they had their run, and they've been able to pull their little stunts and shenanigans, but there's a much greater force that's entering now, and it's nothing to worry about. We don't need to be worried about it being invaded by aliens or anything else, which is another whole card that they're trying to pull. a fake alien invasion. We don't have to worry about that. The problem has been the beings that have already been here. They've been here for a long time, and they've been messing with humanity for years. The ones that are coming now are the liberators. They're here to liberate us from this other energy. As I said before, you know, they focus so much on the dark. Well, it's an imbalanced system, you know, and so we need to realize that there are other light forces, and there is an evolutionary process where Earth and this whole solar system is moving to a highly energized place in space. It's a shift in consciousness and energy, and it's just the tyranny is no longer frequency specific to where the Earth is evolving to. So it's just imploding, and there's higher beings, and there are beings here on the Earth that have been here a long time. They're very old, and they're helping with this process. And so we have benevolent bases here, just as we have malevolent bases here, and the malevolent bases are being cleaned up, and we're just going through a huge shift. And so that the old enslavement program that we've been enslaved through dependency and through the monetary system, and that whole program is folding in on itself, and there'll be a new program taking its place. But, you know, I think it's a series of steps, not just jumping from the separation game to unity consciousness. You know, I don't think it's going to be done overnight, but it's going to be a series of steps in that direction where, you know, we're going to get out from under this tremendous debt that was incurred and, you know, put on falsely. And, you know, we're going to be printing our own money. We won't be having to pay interest to this Federal Reserve hijacking program. And, you know, everything is going to be changing. I don't have the details yet. I have some of them. But some people are saying they're hoping it goes very smoothly and we don't have any, turmoil or collapses or things like that. I'm really hoping that it goes in that direction. But, you know, there could be a few kinks, you know, and a few problems that, you know, a few monkey wrenches thrown into the process, you know, as we speak. But those are being taken care of right now and they're being cleaned up. So I'm really hoping for a smooth transition, that we get out from under this massive debt and we can get back to prosperity. And I think that's the direction it's going. And I hope that answered your question. I'm sure there's a few others, but, you know, we've got the benevolent Anunnaki that are taking care of the fallen ones. They're recalling them before the councils and saying, you're done, you know, you're finished here. The Archon network is being cleaned up. That's being taken out. That whole grid is being torn down. And you know, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Orion Council of Light, there's so many others, Arcturians, they're all assisting us right now in this process. It's just amazing cleanup process going on. And we can all be a part of that, you know, by doing our part here on the ground. But that's my understanding of it. And I'm just now sifting through all the other nonsense to get through to what's happening on this level, especially on the economic level, which is really crazy, you know, out there. It's a crazy system. But this whole stock market thing, all this stuff is just such nonsense. It's all competition and greed and separation, and it has no place in where the Earth is evolving to. So it will eventually collapse. It doesn't have any place. And there's needs to be a whole new business structure, a whole new business system. And we might need to simplify a little bit through that process and end this planned obsolescence and all these other things that are going on. You know, we can make, you know, we have the energy for electric motorcycles, electric vehicles. We can actually run them with other smaller devices where they don't even need a battery. You know, you could put a battery on, but you could charge that battery with these other smaller devices that we have, you know, at this time. I've seen things as small as a pie pan, you know, that have 9 coils in it. Each coil puts out 25,000 watts. So, you know, these things are amazing. You know, this technology is amazing, but it's been taken apart and disassembled just due to the powers that were coming, harassing the scientists that built these things. But I'm seeing these fuelless devices coming out everywhere right now. And I know where quite a few of them are, and they aren't going to be stopped because there's huge funding behind them. and you know, it's all going to come out. But I just see an end to the being enslaved through dependency. You know, when our energy needs are met, you know for free, and when we have, you really think about it, you know, get rid of your gas bills, and you know, the gas you put in your car, and you get rid of all your other utility bills and things like that, or get it down to a moderate. Everybody gets like a double their paycheck, you know. So these things are all going to come out, and it's a matter of time. And I just think that people need to switch gears and stop working for the archons, you know, and their network, and start, you know, looking towards cleaner, you know, environmentally safe and other productive things that are going to help the environment. But I hope I answered your questions. I think, let me see. I think we've got Cameron on line 3. If Cameron's still there. Cameron, are you with us?
Hello?
Hello, welcome to
the
show.
I'm here. Hi. Hey, thanks for taking my call, James. Yeah, this is great stuff. I just really appreciate your show. I listen to it all the time, and been wanting to get up there and visit your ranch. It just sounds amazing. My personal story, I have a lot to share with you, but my question is regarding the gold troves, basically, that you know, they've talked about and Thrive, you know, Foster and Kimberly.
Yeah.
And they sort of, you know, I listened to their program, and he kind of talked about, like, the five scenarios, and one of them being where, you know, they release the gold and we get back to a more balanced system. And I was just wondering, isn't it possible to do that in, like, right now in smaller sort of pockets and just kind of kickstart the whole program, you know, in some of these, like, less fortunate countries where they're just starving down there, you know, in West Africa and stuff, where they're doing the whole Ebola scam and all that, you know? Wouldn't it be, you know, just a way to wake people up, is just kind of, you know, release that? Or is there some reason why they can't do that? You know, kind of just wondering about that, just do it in a smaller way instead of this whole big shift that they keep talking about.
Yeah, I think some of it is being done. I think that they're being very careful on how they do this, and we have to realize there's another force that really wants Africa to themselves. You know, they want, that's, you know, Africa's huge, a huge continent, you know, and if you look on a globe, everybody has it the same size as America, but it's so much more massive. And I think they did that on purpose, but, you know, they have their goals. The Illuminati have their goals, and they have their sights on the motherland, you know, Africa. And so they want to clean it out. They want to clean up all the vermin, you know, which are the humans that are there now, that they consider vermin, you know, which is pretty psycho. And so you got that element going, but you have another element that's saying, you know, that's exposing all this. And so it's tricky. You know, we're going to have to rise up and call these guys out and just say enough's enough. And there's a lot of people doing that. It's all over the internet. They're getting busted, you know, right for the stunts that they're doing, and hold these guys to task. And, you know, like India is calling out Bill Gates, you know, for, they had like 12 cases of polio, and now all of a sudden they've got, you know, 45,000 after the inoculations, and they're not too happy with that situation. So whole countries are going after these guys, you know, for their supposedly humanitarian things, which actually have a whole different agenda. But, you know, and so it's kind of, it's interesting. It all has to play out. It's playing out really fast is what I see. And people are getting exposed for who they are and what they're doing. All these huge, huge mega billionaires are being busted for child trafficking and ritual and sexual abuse. And
it's really tragic and unbelievable. It's just so evil. But isn't there a way to sort of, isn't there like a tipping point where, you know, there could be like this massive, it's like a small or some kind of really, you know, humanitarian effort, you know, for the starving countries, to where it's just undeniable, and really, you know, the other countries and the powers that have the good behind them can kind of use that as a tipping point to really bring some awareness.
Yeah. Well, I think that's being worked out right now, and I don't know the details of it. I'll probably find out. But that is being worked out, and I'm sure there are some releases happening where it's really necessary, you know. But I don't know the details of that, and you know, just like a whole huge batches of colloidal silver were delivered to Africa, to deal with this. And, colloidal silver, there's a few other things. Just super hydrating yourself takes care of a lot of the stuff. But a lot of the stuff they're dealing with is just really bad environmental conditions down there, very toxic conditions that they're in. They need fresh water, and they need to have water without all the pollution.
If you follow some of the blogs out there, that this whole Ebola thing is just basically a cover story for some of the larger corporations, that are getting in there and taking advantage and basically causing the disease, and then using the Ebola as a cover story. So I imagine that has a lot to do with it, but. That was just basically my question. I just wanted to call and say, I really appreciate your work, James, and I read your blog and everything you're doing, and I won't take very much more of your time, but I hope to get up there and meet you personally. I mean, I just think what you're doing is wonderful, and the ranch sounds like it's a really great experience. Okay. So just keep up the great work, and we'll stay in touch.
All right. Well, thank you for your support.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Looks like we've got Ron on line 5.
Hello,
Ron. Ron, are you with us?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Hi, James. It's Lon, actually. Hello.
How are you doing,
James?
Hello.
I'm doing great. My name is Lon. It's Lon. L-O-N.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, I've got you on the phone here. Yeah, I've called in a couple times before. Really appreciate. The things that you present to everybody, and it helps me keep a better eye on things. And I do have a couple of questions. I noticed that people are talking about, things are happening, and I noticed we haven't heard too much about Iceland. Do you have anything on what's going on up there?
Yeah, I think they just arrested another bankster, and grabbed him, so... Iceland is the key. Iceland is the template of what these other countries need to do. And so if we would follow suit in what's happening in Iceland, I do see that happening. And I do know people that are working behind the scenes that are actually giving this information to these other countries, saying this is how you do it. And this is how you get out from under the tyranny, and they're doing it. And so, and also too, by joining the BRICS Union, these other countries are saying, "Hey, we're not going to play ball anymore. We're going to go with this different group." So it's I think even Canada joined BRICS. From what I hear, there's some secret negotiations going on, but it's just a whole new system. It's a step, and it's a good step. But definitely Iceland is the key. And what Iceland did is they said, "You know what? This is your debt. We don't really owe it. You never really gave us any money. You just threw some digits down and said we owed it." And it was all digital. And so they said, and they got just pissed off at all the shenanigans that were going on. And they just took it back. They took their economy back and said, "We're not, you guys, it's your debt. Have fun with it." And they arrested the banksters. And now they're doing great. They're doing awesome.
And... yeah, I think that's, a wonderful example of, what can be done. And on a more, I guess, local, immediate level, I've noticed that, myself and some of my friends that the spiritual stuff is the most important things in our life. We're mm-hmm. having difficulties doing things like focusing and seeing these, I guess, going with the changes and stuff. And I was wondering, have you heard about, that happening with people?
Yeah, definitely the energy is coming in is so strong. There's a huge awakening, healing energy that's coming in. And then we also have the other guys, they're doing all they can to stop it. And so we're kind of like in a tug of war right now. And so we need to do all we can to clean up our own lives, including our physical body. Do whatever detox you can to help detox the body. It is hard to focus, because just as soon as you're focused on one level, you might say a thought, then the next level comes in, the next level, And we're moving so fast through these changes that are happening so fast around us that eventually we just have to surrender, you know, to the process and practice that loving detachment. And we have to let go of some people that aren't, you know, on the same path or aren't choosing to awaken and heal. And it's a tough process, but, you know, it's we can't do it for others. You know, we can only lead by example.
And that's, you know, what I've been trying to pay attention to, and my friends and I, you know, are very supportive of each other as we go through this. And that's one of the, you know, the things I really appreciate about the things that you bring out. It helps a lot. And so I think everyone's getting more connected is what I'm feeling, through all the trials and tribulations. So I do feel like we're moving in a much more positive and connected fashion than we were even, you know, last year.
Yeah, we are. It's the wave that's going through us right now is called unity consciousness. It's the ninth wave. And it is. It unites everything. You know, it's like the law of one or universal law that's pressing down on the planet. And so all these other programs are just being exposed for what they are. And people are starting to unite and come together and just say, hey, you know, we're done. We're done being your slaves. We're done with the tyranny. You know, we should all live a loving, joyous, prosperous life, and there's no reason why we can't.
Yeah. I see people, you know, polarizing with, you know, money and stuff like that, and you know, they're trying to hold tighter and tighter, and then people are on the other side saying, here, you know, I'll give you, you know, love, or, you know, let's get together and have, you know, food or whatever and stuff like that. And so it's really interesting seeing that polarization happening.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I said, you know, I could walk through a whole warehouse of gold and just keep going and have no problem with it and not even bat an eye. And you know, a lot of people go, what are you talking about? And I said, you don't understand. You know, and I said, it's like, I just love living a simple life. I don't want all the complications. But then the part of me goes, well, hey, I could use that gold. I could feed a lot of people, heal a lot of people, you know, clean up a lot. And that's where I look at that. When in my own life, I have struggled with that. I just say, you know, I like the simplicity and the simpleness and, you know, time in nature and things like that. But then again, you know, I have a responsibility to the planet and to the people. And so it's, you know, I struggle that within myself. It's like, and that's the way it should be looked at is can this be a beneficial asset? And, or are we going to get greedy again and, you know, polarize again and polarization isn't going to work.
Right. Well, you know, I'll let you get to your other guests. I really appreciate, you know, the things that you bring out there. We'll talk to you later then, James.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let me see if we can get through all these guests here. I've only got a few minutes left, but we've got, I think we've got CB on line two. Another person. Or OB. I can't. Hello? Anybody on line two?
Obi-Wan is here.
Oh, Obi-Wan, how you doing?
Yeah, this is very good. I'm glad to speak with you. You know, as one of your listeners, I'm at least partially awakened. Because we wouldn't be listening if we weren't, and because we're right, you know, so we're at least connected on some points, and we all have our heart going out to our folks in our vicinity that we'd like to help awaken, and we know that we can only gently plant seeds and see if they'll sprout. So I, as one who appreciates your insights as a spiritual teacher, I wonder if you'd like to share some of your thoughts that you've explained, for example, in your first book, Reunion with to Source, which is very good, on the subject of who am I? Since that's such a fundamental question, I wonder if you'd like to help us learn some things so that we might be able to take them with us and share them in the course of the conversation as we try to plant seeds.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Well, thanks. Yeah, the big billion-dollar questions: who am I and why am I here? And actually, yeah. They can be answered very, very simply. One is you're God, you know, because there's no separation and omnipresence. But we are experiencing different levels of awareness of that. And within everybody lies the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And we're these vast multidimensional beings. But on another level, we believe we're just a personality and a body, and that's where we're trapped, you know. And there's been a lot of entrapment, you know, with the Archon Network and things like that to get us to think that we are separate, you know, and to keep us competing and things like that. But ultimately, you know, we all came from the source, and we're all family, and we all return to the same source, and we're wearing all these different earth suits and playing around in these different cultures and religions, and eventually we're going to awaken to the fact that we have to transcend all cultural and all religious boundaries and become one with the source, you know, and that's, the book was about reunion with source. And why I'm here is soul evolution. Basically, you're here to evolve the soul. And a lot of times we're here to let go, release the past. You know, a lot of the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. And, you know, one master told me, I love what he said. He said, gods don't do boring things, you know. So we all pick this time right now. It's exciting time. I mean, things are happening so fast, you know. In the old days, you know, you know, you're born, you know, you're raised on the farm or whatever, you plowed the fields, you inherited the farm, and you got married and you had a couple kids, and then they inherited the farm. You really think about that. That's a pretty narrow existence, you know, but not that it's not a bad existence. But now it's like we've had so many different relationships, so many different jobs, we've had so many different experiences. And everything is moving really fast. So we're on a real fast track in evolution. And that's what we're here for, is to evolve the soul. And my hopes is that we start operating, you know, within the universal principle or universal law, you know, the principles that are necessary for a healthy society, you know, which is basically, you know, brother, sister, love, you know, I'm thinking about universal peace and prosperity and freedom for everybody. It's, you know, the basics. We all know what they're written in the hearts of all of us. But we just have to start acting acting in unity consciousness and start living by the basics. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and do on the planet, you know, as you'd have the planet do unto you. Because if we screw this planet up, we're screwed. You know, so it's two basic principles. If we start working from those principles, everything will come together.
Thank you so much. Hey, I have one other question, if I have time to lay it before you. The long and the short way to just put it is simply, Arcturians are ETs from Arcturus. What is your view of them? Because I've learned that I was in contact with them about 40 years ago, and so taken aboard their ship and had a telepathic communication. And then right after that, they put me in the nut house for a few years.
They're wonderful beings, very extremely advanced beings, and their energy is hard to assimilate. And a lot of people do have trouble with it. I have a couple friends of mine that are very close and work with them. I don't work a lot with the Arcturians that I know of. I've seen their ships, and I have experienced them, but I work more closely with the Pleiadians and the Andromedans and the Orion Council of Light. Those are the three that I work with, and the Sirians, the feline beings. I work a lot with them now, but I'm just more focused on those areas, and other people are more focused in with different groups, you know, according to your soul connections. But hey, thanks for calling in, OB. I've got about four other calls. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to them, but I'm going to see if I can.
Hey, thank you and blessings to you. Good night.
All right, take care. We've got Amy on line one. Amy, are you with us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome to the show.
Awesome. This is the first time I've heard it, so my question might be kind of basic, and it's a change of subject a bit. I was reading about some things that were going to possibly be happening in the Olympic National Park, where the U.S. Navy is going to conduct electromagnetic radiation warfare programs and testing and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you knew anything about that and if you still feel really safe, like, in the area that you pick to live.
Like, yeah, I have a lot of protection here, so I feel pretty safe, although I've been hit by all that stuff, psychotronics and you name it. They flew a helicopter over here with a giant metal ball on it and pulsed us once and knocked me off the air. But, you know, it's like stuff happens, and it's just like the whales, you know, the Navy's blasting the whales and the dolphins and creating a serious problem there. You know, now it wasn't enough for them. Now they got to go do it to the elk and the bear and the Bigfoot and all the other stuff out there. So they just need to chill out. I mean, we just need to stop this nonsense, and people need to stop funding these things and just say, you know, we're done. You know, if you're going to be unconscious and be a detriment to nature, then you need to go do something somewhere else, you know? And, but yeah, it is crazy. And we are governed by psychopaths right now, but that's coming to a close.
So it's just like hanging on and being patient and keeping working on ourselves and
yeah,
scared to death all the time.
Yeah. Just get a foil hat, you know? Might not be a bad idea, but, you know, I did things like that. I actually kind of made a Faraday cage out of my bedroom. So, and only because I was being targeted so much, but, some, you know, people go, you're crazy. And I go, well, no, I've monitored. I have scientists that have come here and measured it, you know? So it is real, you know, it is happening.
So is there like, I'm in the process of getting ready to move, and I'm just like wondering if there's any place kind of safe to move to, or if you just have to just, you know, let go of worrying about that.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, we're coming to the end of the hour, unfortunately. Send me an email and I'll see what I can do. I'll find out, you know, tell me where you are and everything, and we'll get into it, because I don't have time right now. But if you send an email to ufojames@gorge.net.
Okay.
I'll answer it, and I'll do whatever I can. And also, too, I know we've got Heidi and Heather, and but we just don't have the time anyway. So sorry, Heidi and Heather. Also, too, if you want to send me an email with your question, I'll answer it. I try to get to everybody, but unfortunately, we only have an hour show, and we're coming up to the end of the hour. Are you still with us?
Oh, I thought you set me off so you could just talk to everybody else.
No, we just got like 60 seconds left. But anyway, so hey, thanks for calling in and coming on the show. We've only got 60 seconds left, and so we'll have to be signing off here. So yeah, definitely send me an email, and I'll do what I can to answer it. And,
okay, thank you.
And also too, you know, Heather and Heidi, go ahead and send me an email, and I'll see if I can answer your questions. But anyway, hang in there, Amy.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, it looks like we're going to have to sign off here. We're at the end of the hour. So anyway, thanks everybody for listening. And I'll keep you in tune as soon as I find out more about this, the reset. I know, I'm pretty sure the reset's already been done. It's in, and so it's just a matter of trickling down. And a lot of these changes are being done on the highest levels. And I'm really hoping for a smooth transition, you know, but, you know, there are certain elements that are doing all they can to stop it and creating even more karma for themselves. And that's just going to implode their world even faster because everything's being amplified. But anyway, there's a lot of love and forgiveness for them, too, if they want to turn around and start doing the right thing. So anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies. Some big events are unfolding.